This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 9th day of October, year of our Lord, 2013. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I had a conversation yesterday with a friend, and inadvertently he mentioned something that, before I even mentioned it, that one of his friends told him about Chinese troops arriving at Kansas City International Airport over the weekend, this past weekend of the, what would that be, the 5th and 6th of October. And then I told him that this was confirmation of report I'd got out of Wright Patterson Air Force Base. Let's back up a little bit here. Go back to Desert Shield and Desert Storm. During Desert Shield, for a number of months, better part of a year, U.S. military was moving by ship and by airplane all the heavy implements of war to Saudi Arabia, preparing for the invasion of Kuwait. And the last 30 to 60 days, and mostly the last 30 days, is when the troops arrived. You start cycling these men and women in on these big planes. It doesn't take long to move a couple 100,000 people. That's the way it's done. The heavy, bulky implements of war take time to load and offload and move halfway around the planet. The men and women with the modern air travel can be moved relatively quickly. The dream of any general is to pre-position their logistics before the war starts. I can certainly imagine General Patton, the Third Army, would dearly have loved to have had diesel fuel pre-positioned waiting for them as they were rushing across Europe. So here's the deal. We have independent confirmation from sources that don't know each other that CHICOM, Chinese Communist troops, are in fact moving into the continental United States. When they arrived at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, they arrived on C-130s from some unknown destination overseas, possibly Mexico, doesn't matter where they came from. Aircraft coming into the United States from a foreign country landing at a military U.S. military base are not subject to customs and immigration inspections. They aren't. So that would be the first step, to get them in the country with no oversight from customs and immigration, which they did on C-130s, at least 10 of them at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base this past weekend, the 5th and 6th of October. Then they unloaded onto C-17s, a very large jet cargo aircraft, the C-17, and they were dispersed to Kansas City, Missouri, a commercial airstrip in Indiana, I don't recall which one, and a third location. Now, since the originating flight was from the United States, within the United States, they could land at any civilian airport and once again have no involvement with customs and immigration because the originating flight was from inside the United States. They had buses waiting for these men when they arrived at KC International. I don't know for a fact where they were taken. I suspect where they were taken with some certainty that it was at Free Trade Zone not far from Kansas City, which, of course, the Chinese own that. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. And now, my belief is that they're here. I don't know what the soldiers have been told, but they're here probably for a quote-unquote peacekeeping mission. A peacekeeping mission that would commence when things get bad enough that the public perceives that they're necessary to be on the streets. I've been saying this for years, that it won't be a parachutes and at dawn, red dawn type invasion. It'll be our friends from across the waters here to help us in our time of need. Economic collapse and or grid down situation, one would be lead to the other, of course, would result in massive civil disruption, to say the least. I'm watching the TV series Revolution. I don't believe it's as well done as Jericho, but it has some good points to it. I particularly like the flashbacks to the first day of the power outage. Fairly realistic, scarily realistic, actually. In a grid-down situation, economic collapse situation, when there's civil disorder, most Americans, and I say most, I'm going to say 90% of Americans, will think whatever it takes to make things back to normal, I'll accept it. If it takes Chinese or Russian troops on the street corners maintaining order with an armored vehicle and a machine gun mounted on the roof, so be it. If it means I can go to work and be paid and have money to pay my mortgage and feed my children, I'll go along with it. That's what most Americans will do. And anybody who opposes the foreign troops on the street corners maintaining order will be instantly a terrorist. Instantly. And most Americans will agree with that as well. That's where we are, in my opinion. These troops being brought into CONUS, continental United States, is very disturbing. It is real. When you get, at least myself, when I get, well, we got a break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, all day long. Wednesday, the 9th of October. For the break, and this topic is about as serious as it gets, of course. I was talking about my sources. I have multiple private sources that some I've known and worked with for a number of years, some more recent. When it comes to this matter of the Chi-Com troops coming in, I'm very concerned. When I have sources that don't know each other telling me precisely the same information, that's all the verification I need. Now, These Chinese troops are coming here for a reason. The reason is they're going to be put in action. That would not be done a year before they're needed or 6 months before. Possibly 90 days. Possibly. But more likely 30 to 60 days is much more likely. These Chinese troops at the free trade zone that near Kansas City, Missouri, I am sure are comfortable having hot showers and hot meals and doing their calisthenics every day, having training classes, getting up to speed on some basic English fundamentals, learning the topography and the streets that they'll be assigned to work in, and so forth. That's happening right now. They probably have a morning formation at 0700. I would not be surprised. That's when I had my morning formation was 0700, what we used to call O Dark 30. This is serious stuff. This is as serious as it gets. I'll be talking to a number of people today, possibly scheduling a conference call or two about contingency planning with a number of groups of people I'm working with. Everybody's got their own situation. What will you do when the rubber meets the road with foreign troops on the streets of America enforcing martial law? That's what we're looking at. Quite frankly, that's what we're looking at. Now, it may not be martial law. It could just be an outright invasion. It's going to be one or the other. I think the martial law scenario where they've been invited here as UN peacekeepers to help maintain and restore order is the more likely thing to happen. And once they're here, they're not leaving. Not voluntarily, anyway. Once they're here, they're not leaving. People like myself, high-profile individuals who've been outspoken for years, well, obviously I'm at risk, and that's something I've known for years. It's no surprise. I won't be an easy target, and I'll do what I think I need to do to protect myself and the people I care about. We have open lines. We've got one caller on hold. The call number is 800-313-9443. We have Dan in Ohio. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, actually it's Dave. How you doing today, John?
Real good.
Hey, I just had a couple observations real quick about the Chinese. I heard you make your announcement yesterday. A couple things that I noticed yesterday is the announcement that China, you know, had their meetings with the United States. China's worried about the debt ceiling being breached.
Right.
And since they're our number one creditor, I thought that was interesting. And one other thing to connect the dots is how the Border Patrol was told to stand down.
Oh, yes.
And so I think I connected the dots, and I think unlike a Red Dawn-type situation, there's just been a lot of things here lately that just kind of came to a head. There was a guy that was on YouTube that made an announcement, made a video about the Miriam, that lady in Washington that got shot.
Right.
And he basically talked about, he said, you know, the government makes me sick. He says, you people hold your live fire military drills over occupied U.S. cities, scaring people half to death. And I think what they're doing is they're prepping the people. You know, so you're getting used to see this, and I think that this, if indeed this Chinese thing is true, you know, it's going to be a soft type invasion that China's going to come in, and basically, I think they've repositioned their troops and everything to basically take what is theirs. For example, here in Ohio, they basically own the city of Toledo.
Right.
And so if we default on this, they're going to come in and, basically take what is theirs. I don't think it's going to be like a real crazy invasion because people obviously would freak out. People would fight back here. But I thought that was interesting how the troops are in Mexico. Everybody was told to stand down. I think there's just a broader picture here and it's all somewhat coming together.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it, Dave. Well, the Chinese already have title to real estate. They don't need armed men to do whatever they want to do with what they already own and have legal title to. The local sheriff will make sure that contracts are enforced. The real prize is between the Rocky Mountains and Mississippi River, the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet, and somewhat east of the Mississippi, too. Let's not forget Illinois, Indiana, a lot of vast areas of grain growing there. Well, we do have, as it turns out, my friend Professor McCanny is patiently waiting in the green room. Professor McCanny is a credentialed astrophysicist, mathematical genius. I don't know that Jim's ever referred to himself that way. I'll refer to him that way since he solved a 2,000-year-old mathematical problem that put all computer encryption at risk for the intelligence services and the banking community. Author of a number of books and radio talk show host. Jim, good morning, sir.
John, good morning. Sorry I'm a little late. That was a little earlier before, so I don't know what's going on. I'm just...
Well, it reminds me of my roommates in the Army played a trick on me and reset every clock in my wristwatch 3 hours early. And they pretend like they had the day off when I got up to go to work in the middle of the night. They thought that was the funniest thing. Anyway, Jim, we got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes. I'm getting all kinds of phone calls and emails, people just freaking out, literally, about Comet Ison and objects coming with it and what the Chinese imaging is showing and so forth. We got less than 2 minutes, but maybe we can start on that topic and go on from there.
Yeah, I don't want to spend a lot of time on Comet Ison, but you got idiots out there, and that's the kindest word I can use, guys like John DiNardo and Sheldon Day, that everything that happens they send out, they have people that send stuff to them, and they send it out, and it's, you know, then other people forward it. They use my name to try and promote this. I don't have anything to do with these yo-yos. They should go home and do whatever else they do because they're not helping anybody. They're clouding a situation. The only issue with Comet Ison is it's visual.
Right.
And the thing that the people that the nutcases that run this planet, they love these people because that gives them plenty of ammo so that their tier two NASA scientists can come in and look good and say, look at all this nutcase stuff out there about Comet Ison.
Right,
they're just little
right.
snowballs. And so they really damage. They pretend like they're getting the word out, but no, they're just destroying a topic.
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. I agree with you. We don't want to dwell on Ison too much. We got a break, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 9th of October. I talk about freeze-dried guy this time every morning, and here's something I haven't talked about for quite a while. There's any number of places selling various long-term storage foods. Freeze-dried guy's been at this a long time. He's got two warehouses, fully staffed, and here's the deal. You may find some long-term storage food at a better price than freeze-dried guy. I don't doubt that you can, on one hand. On the other, you place your order. Do they tell you they promise delivery in 2 or 3 or 4 weeks? Do they do that? Some of them do. That means they don't have the food. They promise delivery in 2 or 3 weeks. That means they don't have the food. Freeze-dried guy has two warehouses with loading docks for 18-wheel semi-tractor trailers load and unload food. More likely than not, if you place your order fairly early in the day, Pacific business hours, it'll ship the same day, typically no later than the following business day. In the times we're facing right now, that may very well be a very critical matter. So I want you to keep that in mind. If you're considering getting long-term storage food, be sure and ask that question with whoever you're dealing with. When do you promise delivery? When will you ship? I need a tracking number, and so forth. Freeze-dried guy will promise and deliver very quick shipment. Some of these other places, well, maybe, maybe not. So saving a little bit of money in order to get what you want may be some wasted dollars. I would check out that detail before I place an order. I really sincerely would. Anyway, Freeze Dry Guy's website is freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. His toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We do have patiently waiting, once again, my friend Professor James McCanny. I think we've sufficiently covered the Comet Ison matter. Jim, you have a weekly radio show. Would you tell people, please, about your show and how they can listen to it?
Hi, John. Yeah, the radio show Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, and WWCR shortwave out of Nashville. And it's also streams from there Friday night, 10 p.m., and Saturday morning, 3 a.m. It re-airs Central Time, that is, from WTWW Nashville. And so all the information is on my webpage, jmccsci.com, and all of the archives from this week's show and all past shows going back a decade or more are on my webpage. So go there. There are other ways to listen to the show. So at any rate, that's the story.
Well, one of the signs of a good teacher is the ability to take incredibly complex technical matters and deliver the message in such a manner that you don't have to have a sophisticated advanced degree to understand what you're transmitting, what you're trying to inform people about. And Jim, that's one of your talents that you have, and I want to compliment you on that. Now your most recent book is titled Water. And the one just before that, which came out only a month or two before, Comets, are two very important books. All your books are important. Your book on Planet X and so forth. I want to encourage everybody to get all of Jim's books and read them, educate yourself. Learn the politics behind water. Learn the politics behind NASA and what they conceal regarding comets. And time is short, Jim, in my opinion, for people to get themselves educated. And you have a device that you sell that would help people to rebuild a calendar so they would know the proper time to plant their seeds. Tell us about that little device.
Yeah, John, that's sometimes we forget about all these other items that are on my webpage. The Emergency Survival Recalendar Sunstar Clock is it's amazingly complex, but amazingly simple to use device. It's to recalendar and provide you with a clock. Now you can take this out in your backyard or out in the woods or put it in your briefcase and in a couple minutes set it up and it'll give you not only a calendar for all time into the future, but it'll create a clock. And you can use the sun or the stars to do this. And like I said, it takes a couple minutes. All of the information is right there. You don't need like a big instruction sheet or a booklet. And oddly enough, it's something that mariners and seafarers and travelers and, explorers could have used throughout history if they would have had it. It's an amazing little device, and it's right. Something I created myself. And is available for $44. So it's like, well, don't leave home without it.
Well, absolutely. If there would be a pole shift resulting in a change of the calendar, which would also be a change of the seasons, people are going to have limited stocks of seed to plant to grow food for survival. And planting the seeds, if you think it's spring and it's actually late summer, could be a matter of life and death. So this is not optional, in my opinion, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. And that could happen even without a pole shift. Say we have a breakdown of society and people are left to their own devices. The old story is they go out and there's a beautiful day in February and they go, oh, it's springtime. They plant all their seeds and 2 weeks later it snows and kills it all. And they're,
exactly.
You know, so, and other people tell me, well, I have a Rolex watch. And, you know, you don't understand that these timepieces are going to break down. They're not going to be there, and you're not going to trust them after a short period of time. There's just a trust factor. And if there's really some kind of a pole shift, they're not going to work anyway. They're not going to represent our day. So, our hours. So there's many reasons why.
Your Rolexes are mechanical watches, but once everything changes, you'd have old time and old dates, which wouldn't apply anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And every year your calendar would get farther and farther off. The ancients, one of the reasons I did this is the ancients struggled for probably 200 years to rebuild their calendar, and then it was constantly changing and updating. Back a number of many thousands of years ago. And the other thing is we don't have a history of the calendar before that, which is very strange. We have kind of inklings of what it was like. With this device, if somebody digs it up in 10,000 years, they will know exactly what our calendar was. They will be able to reckon all of our dates and times today. And they will be able to see how it changed and became the new dates and times. So this is an amazing device.
It is. And all that's available at your website, linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Well, Jim, what's weighing on your mind that you want to communicate to people this morning?
First of all, yeah, we covered the Comet Ison issue, which has been It's important. It's very important because we're going to have some visual things coming up potentially. And like I say, potentially, I never make predictions. There are a lot of people trying to put words into my mouth that I'm saying definitely this or this, such things. No. Everything has to be accepted with a grain of salt because making predictions is really impossible. You make your statements and then look for observations. But anyway, Comet Ison has been way overplayed, and that is being misused because there's so many other important things going on, like the economy, the government being shut down is a very big issue. We don't have a federal government. A lot of people think, well, it's going to come back. I don't know. The other issue is water. Behind the scenes, as time grinds on, people are losing their water rights around the world, and most of them have already lost them. This is a huge, absolutely huge issue, and it's not getting any press at all. So, like I say...
Hold that thought, Jim. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 9th of October. Quick reminder, I still have room for some more people on my marketing team. If you'd like to help market my services as a public speaker, go to my Facebook page, The John Moore Radio Show. Get the details. Talked to a very nice lady from Missouri yesterday, Mary from Missouri. She's going to be joining my team. The energy cleaner is for sale at my website. If you want to have optimal health, sleep better than you've slept in years, have a stronger libido in normal times, let alone the times that could be coming at us, you really do need an energy cleaner available at my website, thelibertyman.com, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. He's an author, speaker, radio talk show host, man about town. Jim, we've got right at about 7-8 minutes here to wrap up our conversation today. So let's proceed.
Yeah, John, and you asked me what I'm doing myself. I'm taking actually this opportunity where my name is really, really out there and people are looking at what I'm doing, I'm taking this opportunity to introduce some brand new material.
Good.
And so I'll be, my show tomorrow night, I'll be introducing some new concepts. There's things I've talked about before, but I'll be kind of tailoring them so that people have an idea. But let me take one example.
Go ahead. Yes, I was going to ask you for an example. Please.
An example is, first of all, I'm constantly introducing new material, but I constantly have to dispel old incorrect ideas. And one of the most prominent ideas today that is being pushed onto the public is the Dirty Snowball Comet model.
Right.
And so from some very basic concepts, it's fairy tale science, but what you have to do is dig down a layer or so beneath the fairy tale and expose the, based on physical principles. And so anyway, this leads into other topics, some of what I call positive science, some new directions. And so I'll be covering that in my show tomorrow night, giving a little bit of a Comet Icon update, And Comet Icon, by the way, is a small comet. It's green. There's nothing hitting Earth. There's no planetary system involved in it. All of these rumors.
There's no companion objects that present any threat to us.
Absolutely not. That was all a big, in fact, that was started by spaceweather.com to be specific. They're the ones who posted that on their webpage with the false pictures. Yeah. And it was an attempt to lure me into complicity with that. And of course, I didn't bite the hook. They ended up with egg all over their face. But then all these nutcases jump up and start throwing it all around the internet and YouTube videos. Comet Icon is mainly visual. And I've talked about the possible effects that might come in January. And they're very specific, and there's nobody's going to die. It's not like a major deal. So, but it's mainly visual, and that's where the importance comes. That's why they're putting so much effort into all the nutso stuff around Comet Icon is to block out the real message.
Right.
So, but anyway, I'm introducing some new material and I want people to pick up on this. So I always introduce with concepts and kind of preparing people's minds for a new direction. So that's coming up.
Outstanding. Well, I'm really happy to hear that. Jim, I was reading this morning that Mount Vernon, the plantation owned by George Washington, which is privately owned by a group of ladies for 150 years, the parking area is jointly owned by the National Park Service and this group of women that own Mount Vernon. The Park Service has put up barricades blocking the turnaround space for buses and blocking parking spaces. This is just a simple asphalt parking lot with no attendance, nobody's there, no involvement with the federal government other than some asphalt laying on the ground where people can park their vehicles. They've got that blocked off. It's an incredible, incredible situation. Multiplied dozens and dozens of times around the country. How mean-spirited can you be putting a fence around Lincoln Memorial, the Veterans Memorials on Washington Mall, shutting off the parking areas? This administration and what they're doing is just off the edge of the map. What do you think?
Absolutely. And you have to understand, Obama is middle management. He's doing this not to help you or to help anybody with health care. This is to get the public registered into a medical system that is going to control your body and bring it under control of the federal government. In other words, they will literally own your body and control it and tell you what you can do and what you can't do with it. So that's what this is about. And he's in the driver's seat trying to push this. There's a convenience here too. You have to understand there's a little dog and pony show going on. And the shutdown of the federal government is being used by people who are diligently working in the background to rob rights of people here at Congress. We don't have a federal government anymore. And when it comes back, I doubt if it'll ever look anything the same. So,
right. Well, 3,000 pages of this Affordable Care Act, what we call Obamacare, how horrendous. I think it'll just also destroy, in addition to what you're saying, Jim, I agree, absolutely, it will also help destroy the economy by taking away even more disposable income from people, because a big percentage of our economy is based on people having disposable income for going on trips, going to movie shows, sporting events. The whole food and beverage industry is based on disposable income. And there, a sizable percentage of that's going to be taken away from people, causing great, great harm to our economy.
Yeah, the effects are already being seen. People are being held in part-time jobs. Companies are not hiring. The economy is not even at a standstill. It's moving backwards. And so, it's literally destroying the economy. And
that's
Obama
the goal.
And that's the goal. You have to understand that is the goal. But besides bringing everybody under universal health authority, and that's what I would call it, not health care. So, and that was Hillary Care. This has been around for a long time. And now that they got it on the table, they're just going to, it's like the kid that's going to take his ball and go home because he didn't, he was out at home base, but doesn't matter. He's going to take his ball and go home.
Absolutely.
And that's
a good analogy. Jim, we got about a minute left to share whatever thoughts you want to here.
As always, people just get ready to take care of yourselves. With the government shutdown, I'm surprised that other things like public transportation have not shut down. A lot more backlash is going to come. I haven't followed closely. What's the latest? I mean, is there any inkling of regaining a government here, or is it?
Well, the 17th, which is a week from tomorrow, it appears to be the next critical date when they really, really run out of money. So I guess we'll see. I don't know, Jim.
Well,
we have music coming up here momentarily. Thank you for calling in, Jim. I'll be in touch privately.
Yeah. Cheers, Jim.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir. That's it for the day. We got the music coming up here shortly. I'll be talking privately to different folks today about these Chinese troops. I am very concerned about what's going on here. We're always looking for more confirmation to see what's going on. But you do your own homework, do your own research, and come to your own conclusions about what you need to be doing personally. If you have any way of finding out information privately, do it. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Be safe, and God bless America.